like we get rhetorical and rhetoric from rhetos, the thing spoken or speech. But this is word logos, as the utterances of God, you know, in all word, meaning the word of truth, the word of God, the word of the gospel, the word by which we have faith in it and we obtain the things of God. And that's all about. We want to abound in something. We want to be rich in something. We want to grow in something. It is, we want to grow in the knowledge of this word, that we may add to our faith. Add to your faith virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, kindness, love. All those things are built on each other. They feed off each other. We want to have all those things built up in us. So in every, in all the word, I mean, the word is by which we you know, when you, in the hearing of the word, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, the word brings us the faith. It brings us the promises. It brings us all the things that are necessary. It brings us the doctrine, because as John had said, if anyone transgress and abide not in the doctrine of Christ, is they're not of God. So we need to abound, we need to grow and abound and get richer in the Word of God, in the things of God. All knowledge, in all utterance, and all knowledge. The things we speak, the things we know, the wisdom granted us. No, don't suppose, as Paul said, that gain, that godliness is a way of gain. By godliness, I may grow rich in the things of the world. I may have more cars, more TVs, more bigger house, you know, that and that. But godliness with contentment is great gain in and of itself. Godliness is gain. Righteousness is gain. Holiness is gain. Because it makes you more like Christ. And if you're a Christian, that's all you really want, is to be like Him. I want to be like Him. I don't want to be like Mike. I want to be like Jesus. Yeah, just an old phrase. If I could be like Christ, like Christ. If I could be like Christ, like Christ. If I could be like Christ. I want to be like Christ. If I could be like Christ. You know, as kids, they long if they could be like that superstar. You know, the old commercial, right? You know, if I could, that's the song. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike. Like Mike. Like Mike. No. Like Christ. If I could be like... I should, you know, I imagine a commercial of a guy skipping and excited and happy. To be, if they could just be like Him, you know, but that's like, oh no, I don't, what are you, hypocrite or some sort of know-it-all or, people don't think that that's plausible. They have not the faith of God. Look at, so, the grace of God, which is given, that, in everything you are enriched by in all utterance and knowledge, even as the testimony of Jesus was confirmed in you, to confirm is to stabilize, to make, you know, to, I mean, we gave you a word and we made sure you got it straight, so that, again, this is what the grace of God has given, that in everything, even as, blah, 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 so that, that, you know, the grace of God flows through all this passage, that you would be enriched in all utterance as the testimony of Christ was confirmed to you, so that you come behind in no gift. See, grace goes under grace. Grace feeds on itself, just like from faith to faith, from righteousness to righteousness. I think this is the chapter where we talk about faith to faith, isn't it? Or maybe it's not. I don't know, because I didn't read ahead. I mean, I read ahead years ago, right? Not years. Well, it probably was a couple years ago last time I studied the whole book of Corinthians. But see, the Spirit of God gives a certain knowledge. I know that you make it up as you go along. I'm not making it up. The Spirit of God is instructing me. I'm just letting you in on my Bible study. I've already done the technical work, Bible study, you know, where I get all the study aids out and look everything up. write down all kinds of copious notes in the margins of my text. Oh, you should see my Bible. It's pretty. I mean, I really love it, but I really want the Word of God to abide in me, in my mind. That's the most important Bible that we possess. Yeah, I've got one that, you know, you look at it like, boy, he sure studied a lot, but you know what? A lot of the things I did, I don't even remember. But it's the truth. Not the definitions of words, though those can be helpful. But it is the truth of the gospel. Yeah, I might be able to discern a little saying better, knowing a definition of a word. But it is that promise of God. The thing that imparts to us a gift. How do we get the gifts of God? Here's how you get the gifts of God. How do you know even what to ask? I need a Mercedes. No. Here's how you get the promise, the gifts. You want gifts from God? I like getting gifts from God. I want to get a gift from God every day. And he hasn't promised that, so that's why John said, if you ask according to his will. Well, that's part of the key. You want a gift from God? Well, look. You got to look in the scriptures and learn what the gifts are. What are the gifts I can have? Here's the most important kind of gifts you got to know. What are the gifts I need to have? What are the gifts I must have to make my calling and election sure? So that I know I'm called of God. Because the called of God, those who are his adopted sons, the chosen of him, they have gifts. They're given to them. Right? These gifts are without repentance. They come to those who are his because they have to have them to be the sons of God. Without these gifts, you cannot be the sons of God. And like he mentions, blameless. You got to be blameless in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't be showing up there with all kinds of sinfulness. Now, we know the time pass of our life, we have sins. And as is written in the epistles of, I forgot exactly which, but you can look it up. The time pass of our life is sufficient for us to have to walk after the will of the Gentiles. I think it was one of the, one of the Timothy epistles, I think. But someone who's more versed can tell you. But the point is, the time pass of our life is sufficient for us to have to walk in the will of the Gentiles. There are certain ways we have to be. The gifts. Thank you, Lord. I was praying there for a minute. I'm like, what was I talking about? You know, because I suddenly got self-conscious. Look at the gifts of God. We got to know what they are. There are many gifts of God. I don't want to stumble over what passage is where. It's the truth that matters.